It has to go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Yomah his sheiter is pochus miyar beloved. That anything less than dalat tfochim away, we say love it. So therefore, kol zaman de mechitza is not dalat tfochim, it's not a chosher of mechitza. That's why we say, when it's possible, if you have oimed, keporitz, or else you have more pirtza than oimed, that's possible according to everybody, even on the opposite sides of the mechitza you can't use. Even though the mechitza is gimel tfochim wide, but since it's not dalat tfochim wide, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's not chosher of mechitza. But the kasher is the chur, according to the Rabbanan hold, that gimel, more than gimel tfachim is chashiv, so bizarre, you don't say love it anymore, so why can't you plant on the opposite sides of the mechitza? And the Gemara, this is no kash. We must be the E Rabbonin, because if to go according to Rabbonin, Mishleisha v'yadabo, why do you have a new din? Between 3 and 4, so the Gemara, Shleisha v'yabo chadu. According to Rabbonin, the Chura, once it's more than gimel tfachim wide, that's a shear you don't say love it anymore. So Chura should have the exact same halacha, 3 tfachim wide as 4 tfachim wide. So why does the Braisa make a chilek between if it's only 3 tfachim wide, then when you have more pirtza, even on the opposite side of the mechitza, you can't plant. Mashenkin, if the mechitza is adala tfachim wide, then we say, even though you have more space in between, so opposite sides of the space you can't plant, but I call upon them on the opposite sides of the mechitza you could plant, because the mechitza is called the mechash of a mechitza. So that's a good svar according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But according to Rabbonin, once it's more than gimel tfachim, it should be the same din as four tfachim. Then the Gemara name, Omer Abaya Taya Midereisha Rabbonin Sefer Nami Rabbonin. Since the Reisha goes according to the Rabbonin, who Adin the Sefer also goes according to Rabbonin. But I'll tell you, Moi de Rabbonin, the Rabbonin Amoidon, Techolim Mishrei Kenegdoi, anytime you have just the Mechitza itself, the small Mechitza, as where the pirtza in between is more than the mechitzas. So you only have to look at the mechitza by itself, is a svara iyika mokam arbo choshev. If the mechitza is four tfachim wide, that's called a choshev azach, then it has a shei mechitza. V'loi loy choshev. But if it's not wide, dalet tfachim the mechitza, even though after gimel tfachim you don't say love it anymore, but al koponim, it's not called a choshev a mechitza. It can't be a mechitza by itself. It only has a shame mechitza with at least the width of dalet tfachim. So if it's less than dalet, it's only 3.5 tfachim, and the space in between is more, like you have, like a picture 225. If each beam would be 3.5 tfachim, and the space in between would be 4 tfachim. But since you have more pirtza than oimed, it's possible, it doesn't have a tziruf. So you want to look at each one by itself. Since each one by itself is less than dalet tfachim, obviously it's possible you can't plant on the other side, it's not called a good mechitza. Rava says though, me the sefer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, since the sefer that makes this chilek between 3 tfachim and 4 tfachim, that's according to Reb Shimon Gamliel's shita, that you say loved, less than 4 tfachim, so therefore less than 4 tfachim is not choshev. I tell you, Reisha Nami Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Reisha that says, like in picture 223, when you have these sticks next to another, that you want to give it a shei mechitza, the Reisha says only if it's less than gimel tfachim space in between. I, the kasher is, according to Shimon Gamliel, it should be kosher, kol zaman the space is up until dalet tfachim. Why only less than 3 tfachim, it should be less than dalet tfachim? The Teretz is, the chiyom of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Amrina Lovud, when does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that we say Lovud, we consider the two beams attached, even though they're less than 4 tfachim apart? Hani mili lamal. The song like we had the Gemara before, the Fudalid, when you want to make something on top attached, you want to extend it to the wall. You want the lechi, you want the kaira on top to meet the wall, or one kaira to meet the other kaira on top. Then we say, kol zaman the less than dalat tfachim apart, we say lovud. Avu lamato, but kol zaman we're talking about on the bottom, where the ground is, you want to say on the bottom, like the Moshe, like in picture we're saying now, 223, Lamato, heavy like a mechitza shagadi in boikim bo. Mela, since once you have, like in picture 224, that the sticks are 3 tfachim apart, that the kid could walk through it, is lo yamrin and lovud. Even Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is maskim, then you don't say lovud. When do we say lovud if it's less than dalat tfachim? That's only we're on the top, where the kura has to meet the beam, the wall. Then there's no shalav gedi and boikimbo. But anytime we're talking about on the ground, where you want the mechitzas to be attached to the ground, on the bottom, Gimel Tvachim, we always say, as far as since the Gdiyim could walk there, you can't be attached, you can't have a Shem Lovud, if it's Gimel Tvachim away. Smela both calls the quote of Shimon Gamliel, and he's moited though to the ratio that if the beams are more than are Gimel Tvachim apart, you don't say Lovud. So the kids say we have no Raya up until now, whether the Loch is like Rafuna or like Rav Papa, both of them are being Miyashiv, this Tosefta are very good. So the Gemara Tor Shema, come on, bring you another Raya. We had before the Fanas Halolu. If you want to make up a Mechitza, Sheru Bon Psochim. That robe of this Mechitza has Psochim, has doors to it. V'chalaynis, and has wick. Like we had the picture before, on page 23, 139. We have a lot of Psochim, and a lot of windows there. Even though in this picture it has a shame through a Pesach, what about this talking about where the open space of the Mechitzes look like picture 140, that is open. The Psochim are all open. So it says, if you have a defanos, you have a wall, halolu, sheru b'msochim, that most of it has open doorways, v'chalonis and windows, mutter. Still it has a shame mechitza. Or b'vado, providing, she'oimed merubala poritz. There should be more mechitza than there is piritza. She'eshtin sfrati gemara, sheru b'msagadaitach. How could you have rov, sochim and chalonis, and still you're going to have rov mechitza to stira? Do you have rov and mechitza, or do you have rov openings? But the more elev means to say, Shariba ben Psochim Chalonis. You have a wall that has a lot of Psochim, a lot of doorways, and a lot of Chalonis, a lot of windows. Is what the locha? Still it's mutter. It has a shame mechitza to it, of a vavad providing, Shiye oimed meruba la poritz. Providing you have more oimed, you have more mechitza, than you have pirta. So lechur it's a diik, hoka poritz, mashmev they're equal. You have five amis mechitza, five amis pirta, stak apostle. Is our bizoy also is to yufta the Rav Papa to yufta? Chorfan this din is a kash on Rav Papa to steer with Rav Papa. Here it's mash mcloa poritz koimed is taka posim. So the Gemara of the Hilchasa, but what's the loch of the open as vegan, kavos to the Rav Papa? The mice of the loch with taka pasm like Rav Papa. So the Gemara steer with tiyufta of Hilchasa. If you say it's a tiyufta, it's a steer, we have a kash to Rav Papa. How come you pasm like Rav Papa? And the Gemara in, name is not that shver. Still, I'll tell you why. Mishum de daika mas nisen kavose, like we start off the sugyan. For an hour mishnah we have there is a diik like Rav Papa. So even though you have a diik in the braisa like Rav Huna, but a diik in the mishnah is more chashiv. The tanan, what was the diik for now mishnah? Lo yehe pirtzos yiseres al abinyan. So when you want to make up these mechitzes, abi the mishnah says you should not have more pirtzos. The open space should not be more than the binyan than the mechitza. So diik called kebinyan muter. Mashmah, if you have equal space, the space is the same size as the mechitza, five amis mechitza, five amis space, five amis mechitza, five amis space, mashmah klotz kosher. So for now, Mishnah is a diik like Rav Papa, therefore the locher is taken like Rav Papa, and that's what we pass with. Like a paskin like Rav Papa. Yeah. So the Mishnah weiter. Ma'akifin shloisha chavolim ze lamala mize. If you want to make a mechitza just with strings, you can make a mechitza with strings, with three strings. Zeh lamala mizeh. You have on page 36, a picture 233. You want to make a mechitza just made out of strings, you put up a pole, two sides you put up a pole, and then you put strings straight across from one pole to the other pole. So how do you do it? Is take three strings, is one on top of another, ye'ubavad shlo yehei ben chevel lechavei reshlei shetvochim. You have to make sure one string is not far away from the other string, three tvochim. In other words, the bottom string is less than three tefachim off the ground. So we say lovud, it's if it's attached to the ground. The next string is less than three tefachim away from the second string. So again you say lovud. So it looks now like you have six tefachim. Then the top string is also less than three tefachim away from the next string. So you say lovud, it's considered you have a whole mechitza here. Now, Zot the Mishnah though, shir chavolim, how much thickness do you have to have with all these three strings? The uvian, with its thickness, is yeser al tefach. It has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Today sheyehei hakel asar tefachim. Because Allah is a mechitza has to at least be 10 tefachim high. So here, if you take all the three spaces, each space is a little bit less, the mashu less than 3 tefachim. So maisi, you have 9 tefachim here, less 3 mashus. So then the string itself has to be a tefach thick to make it 10 tefachim high, plus 3 mashus. So if the string altogether, all three strings together, add up to a tefach and three mashus, so altogether you have 10 tefachim high of a mechitza, therefore be kosher. Rashi says, makifin gimel chavolim ashayora shechonsa bebikakoi. Talking about ashayora again, that start the camp before Shabbos in a bikur and open carmelis. Zelam alam izir agabi yisaidis. You have poles. Sodiv min atachtam lekarka pochus migimel. The bottom string has to be less than gimel tefachim off the ground. There be kuloi omit. The kolavid omit. Look as if it's loved. From it to the next string is also pochus migimel. Obazai harei shish omit. You have six tefachim of mechitza now because of loved. Pochus mi beiz mashin, but less beiz mashu. Because if they're exactly three tefachim away, you don't say loved. You only say loved when it's a little less, a mashu less than three tefachim. So therefore, together you have six tefachim less two mashus. Vayte b'shnei avirin uvi emsoi le'elyon again pochus mishloisha. Harei b'shloisha avirin you have tisha oimud. You have nine tefachim of loved pochus shloisha mashu less three mashus. So Mela, how much does the string have to be in order to make altogether 10 tefachim? It has to be a tefach wide plus 3 mashus. So at the Mishnah Vayta, makifin bekanan. You could also make mechitzas, like what we were talking about before, with kanan. That's like sticks sticking straight up, and one stick to another stick, again, has to be less than gimel tefachim apart. So makifin bekanan. You can make mechitzas with kanan. That's the pictures we had before. Oh, really, I skipped it. Picture should be here. Picture 228, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we're talking about picture 229. That's called makifin bekanan. You want to make mechitzas with kanan all around. Yeah, picture 229. Il bevaj lo yehei ben kona lechaveri shloisha tvachim. You should not have in between one stick to another stick gimel tvachim. If they're less, a mashu less than gimel tvachim, we say lovet. We look as if we have a good mechitza. So the ratio of the Mishnah is picture 228. That's the strings going straight across. And the makifin here means the shesi 229. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, v'shayoro dibru Reb Yehuda, that this het that we have in the Mishnah can make a mechitza only with a shesi, that's picture 229, or with an oruv, picture 228, if you're going only the strings going straight across, or the beams going straight up, it's only a het by a shayoro. The Rabbana will make up for them to make mechitzas like this. So if they're not at home, so it's hard for them to make mechitzas. But a person that's at home, and a chnami, it's only kosher if it makes a good mechitza, a shesi and an eruv, like in picture 230. You have to have a good mechitza. A stick going up and strings going across. But the loch we hold at the chomim, loydibru b'shayori ela b'hoive. No, who are then anybody is allowed to make these mechitzas? Of either strings going across, or else beams going straight up. Why does the Mishnah daf to pick a shayora? Because that's boiv, that's the normal case. Because normally when you're at home, usually people make good mechitzas. But when you're outside camping, outside Bashiro, that's when you have to make the easiest mechitzah you could do. That's why you have either one of these two cases. But Allah let the chum and body either way is called a good mechitzah. Vayta, kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel erev, eina mechitza divi Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. It's Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda is the bigger machmer. He holds even by Shayora, there's no heter. His picture 228, the picture 229 is possible even by a shayora. It has to at least be like picture 230. You have to at least have sticks going up and the strings going across. You have to have shesi, the eriv, then you have a good mechitza, even for a shayora. But kozuman, it's less than shesi, the eriv, it's possible even by shayora. That's Reb Yosi's chumrah. The chumrah, they'll know, echad mishnei dvarim. Either one of the two is good. Either you have shesti like a picture 229, or else you have oriv, the strings going across by 228. Yeah. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Hamnune, Omer Rav, Harei Omru, we had before Alocha, Oy made Meru Bala Poritz, Vishesi, Heavy Oymid. So if you have an Oy made Meru Bala Poritz, if this is kosher according to everybody, Vishesi, means you have the string, the sticks going up, like in pictures we had before, 225. You're making a mechitza, picture 227. You're making mechitzas with good sticks going up, yeah, and you have a piritza in between it. So according to everybody, if the mechitza is more than the piritza in between, avad is called a good mechitza. That's called a good mechitza. Hey, Stafi is saying, Harei Omru, Oymed Rubal Aporat, if you have more mechitza than you have space in between, Beshesi, where you have the mechitza that the beam is going straight up, heavy Oymed. That's treated as like a kosher. Now the shalom is now boy Rav Hamnuna the erev mai. What about you have the same cases when you have a mechitza just made out of erev? Means made out of strings going across. What about oimed mubal aparet? Is it kosher or not? We will soon see, like in picture 234. You want to know where you have strings going across and making a mechitza by crosswords, can you also have this lumdis that have oimed is more than the parrot is kosher? My. Is Omer Abaye Toshima, Kamak bin Uriah. Shir Chavolim, we had before, and our Mishnah says, we don't want to make this mechitza with strings going across. Shir Chavolim, how thick does the strings have to be? Vuvim, yeser al tefach, it has to be more than a tefach. Why? Shehakir asarat fochim. That altogether with the three lovids in between, and the thickness of a tefach and three mashus, you have 10 tefachim altogether. Like picture 233. Now the kasher is v'yis, if you hold like you want to say, that you could say what? That even by mechitzas going across, if you have more oimei than paratis kasher, or b'zei lo mali yeser a tefach. Why do you have to have that the strings should be thick, a tefach and three mashus? Leva, let's make it like this. Poros mishloisha, less than three tefachim off the ground, the chevel mashu. And then you can have a chevel mashu off the ground, less than three tefachim. So the kitza together you have so far three tefachim mechitza with the din lovet. Then, poros mishloisha, again, you go up on top of this string, less than three tefachim up, the chevel mashu. And then you have another string going across. Like Lamsha picture 233. Poros miyabo, now the third string, go all the way up. Even though it's more, it's less than four tefachim high. The chevel mashu and a chevel mashu, and that should also be kosher now. Because since you have the bottom three, you say lovid, like you have a tefach, you have a mechitza of six tefachim, and now the top is pirtza of four tefachim, so you have more mechitza than pirtza, that should be kosher. Yeah, so the kosher is now, let's have even, the strings don't have to add up to a tefach and three mashus. The strings can add up mamash to mamash and mashu to nothing. But let's say like this, with the bottom two spaces we say lovud, because the bottom two strings are within less than gimel tefachim away. So mainly you have kamat like six tefachim of mechitza because of lovud. And then the top space, let's say that's mamash four tefachim wide, the top space, and then you have the top string going on top of it. Even though the top pirtza is four tefachim, but the bottom mechitza is six tefachim. So here you have more oimed than porot, so that should be kosher. So here you want to bring a raya now that no. When you have mechitzas going crosswards, you don't say oimed is kosher, even though it's more than the porot. So the more then here is no raya. The tizbrua, hai pochus meyar bo hechi mukim lo. This open space, you want to say one of the spaces is four tefachim wide. Where do you want to put that open space of four tefachim? I mukim le titoi, if you put it on the bottom, the side near the floor, the right away in the bottom, because I have it like a mechitza shagdiim boikimbo. That's pretty going to be possible, because that blibes like a mechitza that the gdiim can walk through it. Has anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground, you say gdiim boikimbo. So pshita, that wouldn't be a good mechitza then. Even if you have a real mechitza standing, but dalat tefachim, 10 tefachim high, but if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, or 3 tefachim off the ground, it's possible. Elamite, you're also going to put the bottom space of four tefachim near the ground, so pshit is possible. Imukim lo iloi, elamai, you want to put the space of dalat tefachim on the top dalat tefachim, or bezoi osa yavira the high gisim of atilei. That top string will be bottle, because since the space in between the two strings are more than the mechitza underneath it, and it's befrat, you have the avir on top and the avir on bottom, so kozuman, you're not going to say lovud between the top string and the second string, pshita, that avir will be bottle, that mechitza will be bottle, that top string will be bottle. Because we say, look at the ear on top of the string, and look at the ear underneath the string, it's mevato, the string. So pshita, the only way the top string will be good, if it's less than gimel tefachim away from the second string, that you could say lovud. But kozuman, the top string is more than gimel tefachim away from the second string, and you can't say lovud, so pshita, that string is like bottle, you don't look at that string. So you can't put the four space or more than gimel tefachim on the top. Elamai imukim lay b'mitzio, the other eight is put it in the middle space, let be the top is less than gimel tefachim. The bottom is less than gimel tefachim. The in-between space, mamash like picture 233, that should be dalet tefachim wide, or high dalet tefachim, heavily oimed meruba ala poritz mishteruches. Still it's no good. Because the top mechitza, top part of it is only three tefachim. The bottom part of the mechitza is also only three tefachim. The space in between is four tefachim. Come to say the space, the pirtza is more than the omet. It's more than each omet. It's a possible mechitza. Elamai, what do you want to say it's kosher? Because you'll add up the two mechitzas on both sides, the top part of the mechitza and the bottom part of the mechitza. So then you have six. Connected four, it's more. But that we don't hold. That's what we were mecharech. We said like the Gemara before like that. That's what the Gemara says. Shaman t'minof, me the chorets arayi. You want to bring it right now. That I made meruba la poritz mishtei ruchos. Heavy yoimit. That the kashrut and avada, we hold up like that. We hold that you can't add a bottom mechitza and a top mechitza to make the oimit more than a poritz. It's only kosher if you have an oimit, a mechitza, and the pirzah right next to it is less than the yomit. That's when it's kosher according to everybody. And even according to Rav Pop, it's only kosher poritz koimit. But here, we have the pirzah is more. The in-between space, I'll say picture 233. The in-between space one, that's four tefachim. So that's more poritz than the top mechitza of three or the bottom mechitza of three. But since you have more pirzah than mechitza, that's possible. And we hold you don't look at the two, you can't put two mechitzas together to mevatel the middle space. You have to look at each one separately. The mechitza connected each, the pirzah connected each mechitza by itself. Since the pirzah is more than the mechitza, that's also possible. So the kitzah, this can't be the shayla then. Elazat Gemara, where was the shayla? Ela Rav Hamnuna Hochi Kami Boile. This was the shayla. Regarding the Icy, Mach, Solis, Devi Zayin, Omashu. You have a mat. That's mamas 7 tefachim and a mashu big. That's how big the mat is. Now, v'chok akbo gimel. You made a whole space in this mat, 3 tefachim wide, you made a space. The mamas in picture 234. You had first the whole mat, which was 7 tefachim, and then the bottom 3 tefachim of the mat, you made hollowed out. It's like a hole there. V'shov akbo daladu mashu. What's left over on top of the mat is 4 tefachim, and there's a mashu on the bottom part of the mat that's still left over. You have a mashu of the mat left over. Now, v'yukma b'pachas megimel. Now, you put this mat within gimel tefachim off the ground. This is the shiloh. So, the bottom part of the mat, since it's like a picture 234, the base, the bottom part we say lovud, it's called attached. You have 3 tefachim on the bottom. Then you have a space in between the 3 tefachim. Then on top, you have a mechitza 4 tefachim. So, the space in between, like where 3 is, you can't say lovud there. But our kol part of maybe it should be kosher. Of course, the top space is 4 tefachim, and the in-between space is only 3. So you have more oime than poritz. This could be called a good mechitza. So that's a shayla. In such a case, you say it's a good mechitza. The mechitza would have been turned upside down, going upwards. It would be kosher. Now that the mechitzas are going sideways, that's a shayla if it's still kosher or not. That's a good shayla. And we'll soon see. I've had the wepaskin, and even in this case, it's also kosher. That's also called a good mechitza. So about this kosher in a chanami. Right, the Ravashi Yoma. So the Mefarshim says the reason why Ravashi says another pshat is because pshita that's kosher. Like we said, like this case, let's get before avada. You'd say since you have more oimer than pirutz avada, that would be kosher. So no, what was the shaila then? Ravashi Yoma. This was the shaila. Mechitza tluyi iboyle. He had a shaila. We had a good mechitza. It could be mamish tenth fachim high, but our kopon was hanging in the air like he had two side beams holding it up. And it was though more than 3 tefachim off the ground. Like in picture 235. You have mamish, the aleph is a good mechitza, but it's off the ground with the two sides, you have poles holding it up, more than gimel tefachim off the ground. That's the shalom. Kidaboy mene rebi tavla mirav. Like if tavla is a shalom from rav. Mechitza tluya, if you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, mao shatate bechuva. Do we say, since you have a good mechitza 10 tefachim high, even though it's off the ground, we're going to say good achas. We look as if it comes down, and it's a good mechitza. Bechurva, where it's dry land. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Ein mechitza tluya. Anytime you have a mechitza, even though it's mamish 10 tefachim high, but kolzaman, it's off the ground, it's above the ground, gimel tefachim, it's considered like it's hanging. The halacha is, ein mechitza tluya materis ela b'mayim. It's only kosher when you're handling with water underneath, where it's over water. Val kalhu shekilu chachama b'mayim. The Rabbanan made a special kula. When you have, like, over the river, you have a balcony coming out of your house over the river, and you want to be able to schlep the water up from the river, then the Rabbanim will make it. If you have a balcony sticking out, and the balcony has mechitzis all around it, we look as if the mechitzis go down to the ground and makes the reshus yochid, and you can schlep the water up. But only when you're handling with the water, did the Rabbanim say mechitzis tlui is matim. Mashenkin, if on the bottom of the mechitzis, like here, picture 235, is churva, is regular ground, dry ground, here we do not say mechitza tluya. So So this was a shayla, and the teretz was avad with posel. We did not say mechitzat tluya where it's on dry ground. His kol zman is more than gimel tefachim off the ground that the gediyim are boikim bo. The gediyim can walk underneath it. We do not say good achas. We can't see it as if it's attached to the ground. Yemakif from the kanim. You're allowed to put up what mechitzah says from kanim sticks going straight up at picture 229. Is a diik b'shayorin, there's only a hetter for this type of mechitza by a shayora. That's at least three people traveling, and they're on the road. So maybe they will make it for them on Shabbos. They could just, before Shabbos, they can make a mechitza just with kanim. Is the yochid loy, b'mashma yochido, one person, even if he's traveling, he can't make these type of mechitzas. He has to make a good mechitza, which is either with his shesi and erev. That picture 230, that's called a good mechitza. Kedimar v'otanya, so this is pshat in Rebbe Yehuda. That the first man Yom in the Mishnah was Dibru Rebbe Yehuda, that he said, Bishayora Dibru, that you only have a hetter to make these mechitzas by a shayora, which means at least three people traveling. So the Diak, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, Mashm, if one person is traveling, he can't be maker with such mechitzas, just beams going up or strings going across. He has to have a good mechitza. For the more astira, but Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Yehuda Weiner, Kol mechitza Shabbos, all the mechitzas of Shabbos, now this lashon of kol mechitzas means all type of mechitzas, even bad mechitzas. What's called bad mechitzas? Like our case, where the mechitzas is either just shesti, just beams going up, or else strings going around. That's called orev. It's any type of mechitza. Means kol mechitzas, the bad mechitzas, lahitiru liyochid. They're only matter for yochid, a single person, to make a mechitza or shusi yochid out of this. Mi beis osayim. Only if the enclosure inside is less than a base of sayin, which is the measurement of the Chotzer HaMishkan, which was 100 amis by 150. That's called a base of sayin. The picture 237. Really comes out to be 70 amis by 70 amis. That's called the base of sayin. If you enclose the mechitza made out of here in 237, these are bad mechitzas. It's only a mechitza of oriv, not shesi, it's only oriv. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, even for Yochid, he's allowed to make Rishus Yochid inside, Habi, it's not bigger than a Beis HaSayim. If it's only the shear of a Beis HaSayim or less, it's even good for Yochid. So Chorot Sestira, our Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda says, Mashm, it's only good for Shayara. If you have three people traveling, then they will make it for a whole caravan. But Mashm, just for one Yochid, he can never use such a Mechitza just of Orev. And here Rebbe Yehuda says, no, even a Yochid could also make Mechitzas just made from Orev, just made from strings going across, like we had before, providing they're within gimel tefachim, one from the other, that you say lovud, so you have a mechitza made up out of lovud to give it a shem mechitza. But I call upon him, it's a steering of Yehuda. And the Gemara, k'diyama Rav Nachman, like k'diyama Rav Nachman, v'teima Rav Devoy bar Abaya, l'nitzecho elalitun lehen kol tzorkin. Nafkamina is, are they allowed to make it as big as they want? Kol tzorkin, that's a nafkamina. In other words, Enach Narmi, a Yochid Taki is allowed to make a mechitza up until Beis HaSayim. Then Rebbe Yehuda is also asking, he can make even bad mechitzas, just Orev or just Shesi. That the Mishnah of Yehuda says only a Shayara, that means when they want to encamp a very large area, more than a Beis HaSayim, give them Kol Tzorkin, that they have 50 people there, they need a very big Shetach to make a very wide mechitza. So then Rebbe Yehuda says, when you want to give Kol Tzorkin, that means more than a Beis HaSayim, then it's only Mutter for Shayara, but for Yochid doesn't have the Hetter to make such a big enclosure. Then Enach Narmi, just until a Beis HaSayim, unless that's mutter even for Yochid. That's enough kamina. The more hechi itmad Rav Nachman b'teimer Rav Beva v'Ravaya. Where do you say his bar Abaya? Where do you say his halacha? Aho on this din the Tanan we learned kol mechitza she'enoy shel sesi ve'erev. Any mechitza that doesn't have both shesi and erev, doesn't have beams going up and strings going across, it's not a good mechitza. Is ain't a mechitza. Poshtu mashpes not called a mechitza at all. Divrei Rav Yosef Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. It's not called a mechitza at all. Shal Shesi, Shal Erev, it's not called a mechitza at all. You need both together. If it's a kasha now, or me, Yom Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says such halacha? It's not called a mechitza at all. Even if you have four mechitzas all around. For a time you will learn, Echad Yochid, whether you're a tribe of one person, V'yechad Shayora, whether you're three people or more, is Lechav Olam, that you are allowed to use strings. You are allowed to make a mechitza of just orev, just going around, like picture 237. You are allowed to make a mechitza just with strings. In this Rebbe Yehuda, Abazor Yomad ben Yochid l'Shayara, what's the difference between a Yochid and a Shayara? Yochid of a single person, private person, is making a mechitza around for himself. Noisen le beis osayim. We only let him make up until the shear of a beis osayim, up until 70 yamas by 70 yamas. That's a small enclosure. For that, mutter even for yochid, a private person, to make a rishus yochid for himself. Shinayim, let's say you have two people who want to live in one place for Shabbos. Is vayta noisen lehem beis osayim. We only let them enclose an area that's beis osayim or less, if they only have these bed mechitzes of shesi or oriv. Mashen king, gimul, once you have three people that want to stay in that place for Shabbos, then nasu shayorim. Three people already have a din like a shayor, like a caravan, and the other locher is, v'noisten lehem beis sheish. Divir Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. His shita is, even when you have a caravan, six people, you can't give more than beis osayim to each person. So if you have three people, you only let enclose your place, which is six, which is three. Vashesh sosayim, six sosayim. And since each person has the measurement of beis osayim, two saws, so if you have three people, you let him make beis sheish sosayim. That's Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda shita. V'chom moim do, the chom say no. Echad yochid v'echad shayora. Whether you're one person or whether you're a few people staying together out in the fields this Shabbos, is noisn lehem kort sorkin. That's the Rabbanan Shita. No, you give them kort sorkin. Even though the mechitzas are bad mechitzas, just strings going around, it's only orim, still you can make it as wide as you want. As much as you want, you can make mechitzas. Obovado, shelo yehei beis asayim ponui. You have to make sure you can't enclose more than you really need. Like, let's say a guy wants a mamish, has 100 stuff with him, and Kalim wants to put all over the place. So as long as you need that area, you can enclose it no matter how big it is. But you can't enclose your big area, and you're not going to need it. You're going to leave over half of it empty. Like, let's say picture 239. You're only going to use half of the area, and the other half is going to be empty. That's awesome. Once you have a shear of a base of sign that's empty, that has a din caramelis on it. But that's b'chal d'alochem. Anytime you have a base of sign that is a measurement of 70 yamas by 70 yamas, if it's not hukuf l'dira, if you don't live in there, so b'chal it has a shem karmelis. Like we learned, let's say you have a park even. If you have a garden, a park, let's say it would have mechitzas all around it, you would not be allowed to carry inside there on Shabbos. Because since it's not hukuf l'dira, nobody lives there. So once you have a shear more than a base of sign, midrabbonin has a din karmelis. His hair would be mekel, you can make as big as you want, because talking about these people are going to live here for the Shabbos. They're living in this area for Shabbos. So it's called, you made these mechitzas hukuf l'dirim, that you're going to live there. Therefore, a yochid can make as big as he wants, because he's going to live there. But zot chachamim, you have to make sure you're going to live in all that area. Because if you're going to leave over a part of the area that you're not going to live there, you're not going to use it at all, and that shear is a beis asayim, so the Rabbanan gave the shear within Karmelis. Anytime people don't live in that area, even though it's enclosed by mechitzas, if it's more than a beis asayim, it's called the Karmelis. Here, what I see you on you. You want to use the right part of the enclosure, but our core part on the left part of the enclosure is the karmelis, and there's no mechitza between you and the karmelis. So then it would be awesome. That's the chom shita. Or yochid, since you're going to live there in these mechitzas now for the Shabbos, you can make the mechitzas as big as you want, but providing you're going to use all that area, it's called you're going to live in that area. But if you're going to have a base of sign ponui left over, like this side of the picture, you're not going to use it all, so rather that side is called the karmelis. And male it asks is on the other. It asks is on the other side. The Omer Rav Nachman b'Temer Rav Beir Bar Avaya lo nitzchu elit lehem kot sorkin. So here it's a steer in Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. One place Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says there's no din mechitz at all. He says even a yochid can't make mechitzes that are not shesi voriv. And then here he says no, you give him a base of sign. So here it's a steer again in Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So that's his teretz is no steer. Lit lehem kot sorkin. Nafkuminus is the yochid wants to make a big enclosure, more than a base of sayim. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nothing doing. It's possible. You can't make a mechitza out of just shesi, or else just orev, more than base of sayim, even if you want to live there. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. Benach Nami, up until a base of sayim, he's also made a yochid could do it. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. The Chom, though, they pass Kenel, they say a yochid can make as big an enclosure as he wants. Since he's going to live in this makim, this Shabbos, it's called his makim dira. So no matter how big the mechitzas are, how wide they are, still it's kosher. Providing you don't have an extra place of a base of sign extra. Because once you have a base of sign ponui extra, that has a din karmelis, and it would ask on the other makim. Smell is no steer to the mishnas. Yeah. Right, what's the psak now? So the mardorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yochid, if you have one person that's going to live out in the fields for Shabbos, he wants to make mechitzas around him to be able to metalto there, is dalocha nois nimloi beis osayim. We give one yochid just so he can close himself, make a mechitza beis osayim wide, not more.
Beis, if you have two people, is weiter neusnim lehu beis to sein. Yoni, you can't make bigger mechitzas, wider mechitzas than a beis to sein. So who this is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that a yochid we only let him make until a beis to sein. Once it's wider than a beis to sein, it's possible. Even though you want to live in this mechitzah the Shabbos, but since the mechitzah is not shesi v'oriv, it's only one either strings, or else just kind of going straight up, you can't make more than a beis to sein. Gimel, let's say you have three people that are going to live in this mokum for the Shabbos, then the locker is Nasu Shayorim. Three people have a lock of a Shayorah, a lock of a caravan, that the Rabbanan gave a kula. V'noistin lohen beis sheish. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Chur Rav Nachman is paskening like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that even when you have a Shayorah with three people, you only let them make the enclosure of beis sheish. Six sosayim. Six sos. But not more. More than six saws is also usur, even if you have a shayyara. For the Gemara, Shafkis Rabbonin v'Avdis Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, how come you're passing like a yochid can make the rabbin? The Rabbonin before passing, you know, they passing you can make as big as you want. Without you living in this mechitzah, this Shabbos, they're called good mechitzahs. So how come you're passing like a yochid, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That he says for yochid it's only good until the base of Sayim. And even when you have a shayyara with three people, it's only good six saws, not more. Like how come you're passing like a yochid, not like the rabbonin? So the morning nechnami he was chayzer. Ho dar ukim Rav Nachman amoru alei. Rav Nachman again gave another shir and put on another amoru, another interpreter in front of him to say over the locha. V'dorish, and this is the way he darshin now. Tuvorim shomati lefnechem. That I told you before. That the locha like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Toyis hain biyodi. It's a toyis that I made. That's not the locha. Nabram kach omru. This should be the locha. This is the way it should be. Yochid, if you have just one person to live in the fields for Shabbos, noistin lay beis asayim. If he makes only a mechitza with strings, he could only make it till beis asayim, not more. Shanayim, if you have two people, noistin lehem beis asayim. Again, you only give them a beis asayim. Shleisha, when you have three people living out in the fields now, they're nasa shayora. Then they have a locha of a shayora. Three people have a locha like a caravan. The din is then v'noistin lehem kol sorkin. Then we give them kol sorkin. Kol sorkin means not only six saws, they could do as wide as they want. Providing they're going to live in that area, you could do as wide as you want. So Chura Vaita, this is not the Rabbonin Shita. The Chura, the Rabbonin we have before said, Echad, Yochad, V'Echad, Shayora. No matter who you are, you're allowed to make as wide as you want, providing you're going to live inside the Mechitza. So even this Pesach L'Chura, we'll soon see, should be wrong. This is not according to Chachamim. This Vaita, this only comes out good according to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehud in the Mishnah. But according to Chum, though, everything should be mutter. And here again, it's possible to know a yochid and two people can only make the mechitza beis asayim. They can't make it wider than a beis asayim. Let's read the Gemara. Nakura Reisha, Reb Yehuda, again.